Lake Idlewild has long been a place of recreation, relaxation, and community connection. And now there are some exciting improvements taking shape. Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I am joined by Brandon Wilson to talk about Lake Idlewild, the improvements that have recently been made in the upcoming Lake Idlewild Appreciation and Vision event. Starting with the basics, Brandon gives me a brief overview of Lake Idlewild and what it currently offers the community.
Lake Idlewild is a 40-acre property nestled in the hills north of Waterville, and it is owned by the city of Waterville, and it was built in 1934 as a federal government Works Progress Administration, also known as WPA, project to bring local recreational opportunities to the area. And so for years it's been a place where people can boat and fish and camp and, you know, do outdoor recreation.
There has been quite a bit of work happening at the lake. He talks about what new facilities, amenities, and other improvements have recently been completed at Lake Idlewild.
Recently there have been trails that have been constructed, and in total, there's probably around 3 miles of trails. Some of the trails are improved trails, meaning that they have a nice gravel surface and they're 6 to 8 feet wide. And then other trails are narrower, maybe 2 to 3 feet wide, and have a dirt surface. And the trails that were constructed range anywhere from a loop around the lake to trails that traverse up through the trees and the prairie. And we call those single track trails. In addition to the trails, recently there was a bridge that was built by Evergy. And so Evergy was able to donate materials and time to construct the bridge. And the bridge is actually built out of recycled power line poles.
Projects like these obviously take some planning. Brandon tells me how these projects were funded.
These improvements were funded by a Recreational Trails Program grant. And that grant comes from the U.S. Department of Transportation, which locally is administered by the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. And so this grant is an 80-20 grant, meaning that locally, you know, fundraising needs to take place for 20% of the project expense, and then the grant will pick up the rest. And interestingly enough, locally there was enough interest in the project that over $40,000 were donated locally for the project.
And it sounds like the work doesn't necessarily stop with what has already been completed.
Fortunately, we have really good local news media, so if you want to learn more about Lake Idlewild, keep your eye on local news media such as radio and newspaper. Also, there is a Facebook Lake Idlewild Revitalization page. And then there is also a Facebook Friends of Waterville, Kansas page. All of those sources of media are really good places to learn about what's going on at the lake.
One opportunity for the community to see what's happening and be part of the conversation is the Lake Idlewild Appreciation and Vision event.
So the purpose of the Appreciation and Vision event is to familiarize people with the property. So these trails have been built and the new bridge has been built, and they've been done for about 2 or 3 months now, but nobody really knows about the improvements. So it will be really important to get a lot of folks to come out and learn about the trails.
For those listening who would like to attend the Lake Idlewild Appreciation and Vision event or simply learn more about what's happening at the lake, you can find the information a couple different ways.
If you're attending the event and you want more information, keep an eye on local news media, but also specifically the Facebook page called Lake Idlewild Revitalization and the Facebook page called Friends of Waterville, Kansas. Those pages have instantaneous updates as it pertains to the event, and then as well as KNDY Radio and the Marysville Advocate. Those will be covering the event in full.
Before we wrap things up, Brandon would like the community to know something special about the lake in the upcoming Appreciation and Vision event.
We look forward to everybody coming out and learning about their park, and this park is available for everyone. And a lot of times when folks want to experience nice trails and new bridges and outdoor settings, they have to go to faraway places like Lincoln, Nebraska, or Manhattan, or Lincoln or Kansas City. And so we've got an opportunity like that here locally, and so we encourage folks to come out on the 13th and bring their hiking shoes and be prepared to trek the trails and see what we have to offer locally here at Waterville, Kansas.
Thank you to Brandon Wilson for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs and giving us an update on everything happening at Lake Idlewild. Come on out to Lake Idlewild on September 13th to see what's happening, celebrate the progress that has already been made, and hear about the vision for what could be next. If you would like to hear this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.